Don't be gross, that's the name of the show. Need dating advice, this is the place to go. Relationships are hard, but do not fear.
Take some advice
from a couple of queers.
Just take some advice from a couple of queers.
Love you.
Te amo.
I adore you.
Je t'aime.
You're my person.
Ich liebe dich.
Moon of my life.
My sun and stars.
Oldie but a goodie.
Very indeed.
I'm Kate King.
And I'm Andrew Valenzuela.
Welcome to Don't
Be Gross.
This is a dating and relationship advice podcast given by a couple of gay men.
Who are a couple.
For all you listeners out there, you can now exclusively watch us on IGTV and Facebook at The Gross Podcast.
So you can hear us and see us at the same time. Hashtag don't be gross.
We love to be watched.
All the time.
Let's talk about our I love you story.
Let's talk about it.
It happened very shortly after our boyfriend story.
Like a month after dating.
Yeah, we became boyfriends and then shortly after we said I love you. And it was cute, it was beautiful, it was...
Movie moment.
Picturesque, it was all the things, and I felt really good about it, and I still feel good about it.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully, here yeah, we I mean, are.
A year later, hopefully.
A year later, right?
Yeah, it was very hot, steamy.
Because we were in the shower.
And like, what a way to say, you know, what a story.
How did you feel when, I guess, right before I said it, and then... after I said it, because right before I said it, I just definitely felt from you, I felt so much love.
No, yeah, definitely all the ingredients were there for the proper I love you storm to be a brewin, and I definitely felt it. I probably wouldn't have said it in that moment just because it is very stigmatized and I care what society thinks. but I didn't want to ruin it because like I had found this special thing. And I didn't want it to get, ruined or, cause like, oh, there's always that chance of like, oh, I say it, but then they're not ready or like, think I'm weird, all that stigma. But I'm glad I said it back because like, why not? Yeah. I was feeling all the things. It was going so right. Everything felt right. So why was I holding back?
Yeah. It's all about timing.
Yeah. We definitely were both there together, which is the ideal situation, but... doesn't always happen like that.
Yeah.
How often would you say, or which gender do you think says I love you more than the other, or first?
Well, we're about to get scientific from a little survey we found.
We love science.
We love science. So, in a survey of 1,000 people, more than half of both men and women said that they would wait at least 3 months before admitting the depth of their feelings to their partners. That being said, men are reportedly more than twice as likely as women to say I love you after having known someone for just 1 week.
That's very interesting.
But very relatable. Let me tell you something. I definitely fall quick, I fall fast. And I just think it just also comes... I think it just really depends on the person, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a person that is very, like... quick to fall in love, and I know my feelings quickly, and I know, and I can read people quickly, right? So I feel like if you kind of can feel the situation, hopefully, that you can then figure out your own feelings for the situation.
I feel like I'm that way too. I second guess those feelings as valid, and I'm like, should I be feeling this so strongly so soon? Who knows?
So when is the right time? I mean, personally, I think there is no right time. I think after a week I think it's fine to feel it after a week, but to say it after a week, too soon.
You just haven't been
like,
through enough
to be like, know. This makes sense.
Yeah.
It's like, so this isn't Bachelor.
You could definitely be infatuated with someone, for sure, but like, deep love of everything that this person is takes time.
Yeah.
More than just a week.
So I think the right time for me personally would be anywhere from a month. 3 months feels long, but maybe 3 months. I don't know. Is it, you know, you're like, truly the second person I've been in love with, you know? And I currently love you. So
you heard it here first.
Science. I just mean in the sense of like, when is the right time? There isn't. But I think a month or beyond. I think if it's like longer than 6 months, it's too long. That's like
someone has to be feeling something.
What's the episode? But you know, like, what is the difference? I was saying I'm in love with you, I love you. Like, what is that difference? We're going to break it down.
We got another article. Because we love information.
We love science. We
didn't have to research ourselves. But, like, the internet, that's what the internet is for. And we're going to share this wonderful news and extrapolate on it with you all.
So, when you're in love with someone, you want this person. Mm-hmm.
And when you love someone, you need this person. And I feel that on a spiritual level.
Yeah. Because like in love, because saying I love you is like, that's, you know, that's the starting point. That's the in love portion, right? Like you want them because like I love you, like, and you're not gonna be like, oh my god, like I'm in love with you, because that's like a weird thing to say.
Yeah.
But that's essentially what you're saying, right? By saying I love you, kind of that first initial, you're in love with them, because then you get to know them so much more, and then you love them just as a person. Like when you're in love with someone, your emotions are always on high, right? It's that beginning part. Mm-hmm. It's like the exciting, it's honeymoon.
And when you love someone, your emotions settle and then fluctuate. It's not always like, wow, we're so in love just all the time. It's like you just operate on a normal human level,
yeah,
with an innate sense of connection and love and admiration and all that.
When you're in love with someone, you're aiming to reach some goal, right? Yeah,
like, we're going to be boyfriends, we're going to be husbands.
And you're going to be whatever. You're like figuring it
reaching out. Reaching levels, like it's some game. But then when you love someone, you're not really rushing to reach anywhere. You're just like living in the moment and enjoying each other's company and seeing where this goes.
And when you're in love with someone, you think you care more about that person than you actually do. That's interesting because I feel that. I felt like, you know, I did really care about you. But to be fair, it's like when I first said I love you, I still barely knew you, right? But I was in love with you, so like all these feelings maybe I thought I felt in that moment were just like really the high emotions, right? Mm-hmm. But now it's like all those feelings I felt are now over this past year are reassured to me that those feelings were accurate and true. They were just not really rooted in any like truth or fact. It was just like all these high intense emotions.
Feel these feelings. And then when you love someone, you care about that person more than you think. Which is interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what we were just talking about? Wait, now I'm confused. Let's read that back. When you're in love with someone, you think you care more about that person than you actually do. And then when you love someone, you care about that person more than you think. That's a thinker.
Yeah.
Interesting. You care about... Falling in love is much, much easier than loving. When you're in love, the chemicals in your brain and body make you feel as if the person is the greatest person in the world. And then being in love is easily recognizable and makes you feel constant yearning and constant need. Loving, on the other hand, doesn't give you much such... So, like, loving someone is just an overall caring about them, and being in love is this, like, this constant, like, you're always, like, thinking about them, wanting
certain,
them, like...
Yeah, need, in certain like, situations, well, you don't think about the connection you have to them, but, like, if you think about that person being in danger or, like, losing them somehow, it just, like, really brings you down, and these emotions just, like... Every time, like, I see a movie or a TV show about, like, someone losing a loved one or someone they love, it's just, like, I think about you in that situation. I'm like, I would die. I would literally, not to be dramatic, but I would die. And I'm like, oh, I never thought about how deeply...
You wouldn't die, but thank you. Like, the feelings of death would be there.
It's unfathomable.
Yes.
Just it's unfathomable. Cutting an actual love cord, like, oh my god.
Well, which brings us to our final one, which is when you're in love with someone, you can fall out of love with that someone.
And when you love someone, you never really stop loving that someone.
And that's, I think, what you were just talking about, where it's like, now I, of course, we're both beyond in love and we love each other. And, you know, if anything were to happen, we would still always love each other. There would still be a part of it. I think that's why, you know, breakups are always so hard, right? After a long relationship, that breakup is so hard because you're like, there's always, you know, a special place in my heart for that love I had for you and like I still have for you.
Shorter relationships, I feel like sometimes the people can literally just cut it clean.
And, like, and
obviously it still hurts, but there's not that connection didn't have enough time to form where you're always going to love them, but you're not in love with them anymore.
Do you feel like the relationship changes after saying I love you, saying those three words?
I mean, I don't think change is kind of like, because like that puts a lot of weight on it. I think it solidifies certain things and
work.
Sets a little more expectation, maybe.
Yeah.
Just because like we're in this now together as a team. It's no longer two people conjoining their lives. We are conjoined now. Hopefully you've been ingrained in some sort of friend circle between the two of you, and you do things together as a unit. Like,
as a
team. One person's going, the other person's going. That is just how it's going to be.
It's how, you know, you'd hope, like, your friends and whatnot react to the relationship and include them. Like, that, you know, it's now an extension of you. And I feel like, too, like, you were saying, solidify. It solidifies you. And, oh, I lost my train of thought because I was responding to something you were saying.
Oh.
Anyways, what were you saying? Say what you were saying.
I was saying it solidifies things and creates expectations.
Expectations, that's what it was. Thank you so much. We're back in it. Blah, blah, blah. Expectations. I still, though, try not to set expectations on anyone.
Well, no.
Even you. Because I feel like it can sometimes set up for, like, disappointment. Like, it, you know, it drives me crazy if I, like, can't control my surroundings, and it's very hard to like let go. And I feel that, say nothing.
We both feel that.
He feels that different way, but he feels that for me. Anyways,
oh,
moving right along. But I just feel like it's true. Like, setting expectations can really like dampen the relationship, any relationship you have, not just romantic. And I think it's important.
Well, I think just basic expectations.
Oh, okay. I think it's important to just make sure that you really just don't set expectations that you realize that person can't meet, is what I was going to end with. What were you going to say? I love you so much. I love you.
Just basic expectations.
Lovers quarrel.
Yes. But basic expectations that, like, obviously everyone can meet, like, treat me a certain way.
Yeah, of
Talk
course.
Talk to me a certain way.
Yeah. I just mean, like, in the sense of, like, you expect this from this person, but they're, you know, they never meet that expectation, and then you constantly get disappointed by it. That's what I mean.
Obviously, like, not like tell, like, don't be
communicate.
Yeah, don't have secret, like, expectations that you never share, and then once they don't meet it, you're like, how dare you? But, you know, just basic human decency expectations that should happen when two people are in love and, like, shouldn't be tolerated regardless.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so getting in that mindset of going to say I love you, and it happens, but the other person isn't there. What happens next?
Well, from the survey we looked up and skimmed the article, I really feel like that is bound to happen. You know, whether it be whatever the gender, whatever the sexual orientation, I just think that's bound to happen regardless of the, you know, relationship. You know, it's heterosexual. Hey, straights. Hello.
We love the straights.
But I really feel like, you know, if sometimes a woman might be ready first, sometimes a man might be first, it's two men, two women. It really doesn't matter. And I feel like as long as the two people are still, in a sense, on the same page.
Yeah, if you can both see the future together still, and, like, the thought of saying it back terrifies you and doesn't make you feel like it's something you even want.
Yeah.
I think that's where the problem would arise. But I think all the time people are like, oh, I said it, and or I said it, but they didn't want to say it. And now, like, oh, do I break up with them or whatever? And I don't think necessarily that is necessary all the time.
Yeah, I just think as long as you're on the same page, that you can definitely be like, hey, like, if you're on the receiving end of someone saying I love you, right, and you're just not ready to say it, hopefully you're still invested in the relationship to the point where you just want to be like, hey, like, I'm not quite there yet, but I definitely can see myself getting there. And if it scares you, then I definitely think that's the time to rethink the relationship and start being like, bye, or I don't know how I feel and I don't know if I'll get there. And like, there can be so many factors. It can be like, you know, exes, commitment issues, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But it's definitely just like, at the end of the day, love in general can be very easy, it can be very hard, it can be so many different things, complicated, confusing, scary, exciting, happy, romantic, it can be so many things, but at the end of the day, you just have to kind of throw caution to the wind, be fearless, and just love unconditionally, you know? Better to have loved and lost than never loved at all, and I just feel like that really reigns true. You just definitely want to just put your heart out there, and it can be scary, but just, I think, as humans, it's important to just always love and just do it. Jump at the chance.
Yeah.
And if it's really, you know, not, it's not your time, it's not your time, but just there's no timeline, but definitely I think after a certain amount of time, you should be like checking in with yourself, checking in with your significant other and be like, what's going on?
Yeah, I think when you do say it and you're waiting for the response, I think if they don't say it, gauge how they're reacting and what they say, and like if they're just like kind of back away and like are just like whatever about it, instead of trying to reassure you and like, wow, I really want to be there with you, I'm just not there yet.
Yeah.
And I think that's fine.
And that's beautiful.
Just give, yeah.
Like I don't think it's a requirement to say it back. Mm-hmm. And I think especially too, if you're someone who's not saying it back, but you might at some point, I think that should be okay.
Yeah. I think you just have to also mentally check with yourself. If you're not ready, like, okay, what's going on? Why am I not there like they are? And is it something rooted in my past? Or is it something happening right now?
That's in the relationship.
Yeah, not making me feel it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, love.
We love love.
We love love. You see, even within our little tiny podcast, we can have a lover's quarrel. I mean, it wasn't.
No.
I just definitely, it's hard. It's hard to have a podcast. It's hard to have a podcast. Anyone can have a podcast.
So difficult.
Anyways, no, to do things with your significant other, because I think definitely, you know, this is while we're on the topic of love, because I love you so much.
Love you.
I just think it can definitely be emotional experience, you know, we're not just like two people making a podcast together and there's no
connection.
There's no connection, there's no stakes, you know. Mm-hmm. But I definitely think emotions can run high when we feel like one of us isn't being heard or one of us isn't taking the other into account. So I truly love you, I respect you, I appreciate what you bring to this podcast and to our relationship. And I can't wait for the future to keep making these and just communicate with you and make sure to check in. And
yeah,
and I love you.
I love you too. I've always wanted to create content with the person that I love. And I think a lot of magical things can be created when someone has such a strong connection.
Mm. Oh, God. As we're being so gross, as always, don't
be gross.
It's been lovely.
It's been wonderful.
Episode 5.
Here we are. Gross.